Showed you a little notes. Well, I've got front and back, it's three pages. So,
let's pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the occasion that brings us all together. We thank you for this group of people, how they have prepared and for what they have done. And we ask that as I open up your word, use me for Christ's sake. Amen. You're going to die. Everyone in this room is going to die. Are you prepared? Here's a reality. There is a heaven and there is an earth. There is a hell. Tonight we're going to talk about heaven and earth and the degree and the different levels of each of those. And I want you to turn with me to Genesis chapter 1. Verse 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Folks, in your King James Bible, I didn't say King James Version, Mike. In your King James Bible, it says the heaven and the earth, okay? That's not the only place that it says that, the heaven and the earth. It's other places, but for sake of time, I'm not going to be utilizing all of those. But in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the second verse, if you've read one of my books, I've done this before, but it's going to be okay if I just do it again, right? Some of you have not heard that. So in verse 2, then it said, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The words form and void in the Hebrew are tohu and bohu. And they actually mean laid waste, scattered, a catastrophic event that had occurred. If you go with me to Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 18. Isaiah 45. 18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, plural, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it, he created it not in vain. He created it not a wasteland. So what I know is that between Genesis, 1:1, and some people call this the gap theory, and 1:2, something had to have occurred to cause what God's perfect creation became a mess. What happened? Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. Verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. You will notice that day and night are capitalized. And so that should mean something. It does in a King James Bible. The night and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Wow. So what I see is, God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. So I'm going to put over here, this is all water. There's a lot of water from the heaven to earth. So the indication being that God, after he created the earth, and someone made havoc of that, Satan, then God destroyed this earth with a massive flood, and from heaven to earth, there's nothing but water. Okay? So before Noah's flood ever happened, God flooded this earth back there in this time. So look at verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. So here is the firmament, and it's dividing the water from the water. It goes on to elaborate in verse 7, God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament what?
Heaven.
So I now know we have at least two heavens. Right? At least two heavens. What does it say over in Corinthians? Paul was caught up into what? The third heaven. So I know then that there are at least three heavens. Right? Therefore, as we go down in here in verse 9, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place. The waters under the heaven, this one, be gathered together into one place. And now then, we're going to have the dry land appear, and I won't take the time to read the rest of that, read the book, okay? And it appeared at that point, and so God said it was so. We're talking about heaven and hell tonight. We're talking about things that happen and things that are. And I want you to go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 10. And let's go down to verse 14. Behold a heaven. Behold the heaven and the heaven of heavens. Folks, there is a the heaven and there are heavens of heavens. I'm going to get there. You're going to see where I'm coming from. Go to Nehemiah chapter 9. Genesis, Exodus, Fiction, Numbers, and at the end of Chronicles is Ezra and Nehemiah. Okay? I always have trouble finding that book. Nehemiah chapter 9. Verse 6. Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preparest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. There's a specific heaven for God's throne. There is this heaven here, which I believe this heaven is in this, as we look out in the night and the stars, it's up in there. I believe that encompasses the planets that are out there. I believe that there is enough evidence that you can go and say maybe Lucifer is sitting up there on Jupiter. I believe this is where it talks about the principalities and power in heavenly places to be. That's where they are. And that is their home. And they are watching over the earth. Who has authority over the earth? And he reigns from somewhere up there, right? With the principalities and powers. Now we're going to talk about hell. Go to Luke chapter 16. Don't any of you grace preachers get your panties in a tight wad up there, because this is dispensational, but we're going to go to Luke anyway. Luke chapter 16. Verse 22. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. So, we have hell here, and we have something up in here, and there's a chasm, or a great gulf, between, and up here is Abraham's bosom. And up here is the earth. So I know two things. I know that heaven is up, and I know hell is down. Right? Heaven is up, hell is down. If we look here in these particular verses, and he lift up his eyes in verse 23, being in torment. So I know that there is torment in this place called hell. What else do I know from those verses? That there's what? Flame. He's in the flame. He's burning. All right? As early as the 14th century, scientists have stated that after volcanic eruptions, there were heard howlings, like weeping and gnashing of teeth. Okay? Not only in one incident, but in several. Dr. Maurice Rawlings of Chattanooga, Tennessee, who is a heart specialist, when he was operating on a person, at the time that he was talking about this particular thing that I read on him, he was actually an atheist. And this one patient that he was a specialist in getting people that had their heart quit beating to getting them revived. And so this patient, he gets revived and he says, oh, don't send me back to hell. And he talked about when he was asleep being in hell. The Birmingham News, Birmingham, Alabama, on April 10th, 1987, in an article that said, Earth's center hotter than the Earth's surface, scientists say the Earth's inner core has a temperature of over 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's hot here in hell. Okay? So scientists are only proving what our Bible has always told us if we were just go and look. I know this, as I said, hell is down. Go to Matthew chapter 12. Verse 40. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights, where? In the heart of the earth. So I know that the earth has a heart. And apparently that heart is hell. Okay? It is there that Jesus Christ, and someone preached on this and went into hell. Forget who it was, they were also good. But it went into hell. Jesus Christ went into hell for you and I. So he descended down into the lower parts. Go to Isaiah chapter 14. Verse My arthritis is not letting me turn. I'm going to flip. Isaiah chapter 14. You know it's hell to have arthritis. I mean, folks, I want you to get a picture of Satan in your mind, okay? I want you right now to think about Satan. Picture him looking back at you. Got it? Now get it in your mind. What is your picture of Satan? Huh? We got horns. Oh, right? He's an angel of light, okay? It says over in one of these books in this Bible, it said he was the best looking creature on this earth. Okay? Good looking son of a gun. My wife would say he looked like Robert Redford. Because that's her good looking guy. For you younger people, it's probably Brad Pitt or Ashton Kutcher, whichever one. But you know, it's one of those. He looks like that. He's a good looking guy. Now picture him in his final resting place. Okay? Do you think he's going to be that good looking? Isaiah chapter 14. Let's jump in here and verse 8. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no feller has come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations, and they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials, the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. Here he is, right here, and here are the worms. Over and under him. Is that what it says? That what it says, covered? Okay. Verse 11, thy pomp is brought down to the grave and the noise of the vials. The worm is spread under thee and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Here he is. He's going to be down there and he is not going to be any different than other people in hell. I don't know about you, but I'm glad he's going to get his reward. But that's what's going to happen. But what about you? There's some of you here in this room that are lost. In a crowd this size, there's probably at least 10% of you that are lost. And you are either going to heaven or you're going to hell. You're either going to rejoice by being in heaven or you're going to be in agony in hell. There's going to be fire and brimstone. You know what brimstone is? Sulfur. You know what happens when Mount St. Helens erupted over in Washington? What was the smell that permeated the country? Sulfur. Okay? Brimstone. Sulfur. It's going to be that way. Okay? Scientists discovered cracks in the ocean floor, and there is fire that is leaking out of it, and in those, around those cracks were worms 8 feet long. Back in my day, When I was a child, we sang bad songs. The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out, and all of that kind of... Anybody ever heard that? Oh! All right, see there? You know what? That's biblical. Ever seen maggots on dead meat? Seen it? That's what's going to be there. I don't know about you folks. I can't stand to see maggots out there from a distance. I certainly don't want them crawling in and out of me, and I know I'm not going to have that happen because I know I'm saved. Go to Mark chapter 9. Verse 43. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Folks, look at the word. It says, their worm. That's possessive. So what it means is, if you are unfortunate enough to not have trusted Christ as your Savior, you're going to have your own individual worms. They're going to stay with you forever. That's what it says. I'm not making it up. Their worm. That scared you enough yet? If I could scare you away from hell, I would do that. But I want to just show you what the Word of God says, and you have an option to go elsewhere. But you must choose it. Unlike some Calvinistic thinking, God doesn't pick 1, 2, 3, you're going to heaven, 1, 2, 3, you're going to hell. You have to believe what He did for you. Have you? Hell is real. Go to Ephesians chapter 4. But Jesus provided a way out. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9. Now that He ascended, what is it but that He also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that He might fill all things. Folks, if Jesus hadn't gone into hell, none of us would be saved. He went down and suffered the torment of what we have discussed for you and I. He died so that you and I would not have to. I'm going to leave this fleshly body behind, and I'm going to get a glorified body, just as the Lord Jesus Christ got up here. He descended and ascended, and watch this, far above what? All heavens. I'm going there. Christ died for our sins, was buried and resurrected for our justification. Someone said it earlier in preaching, but I've said it many times. It's not good enough just believing Christmas and Easter. You got to believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins. Your sins. That He was buried and He was resurrected for your justification. This has to become a personal issue, as someone has already discussed. It has to be something between you and the Lord, and you must believe. I ask you these questions. Who in hell
would have known that they were going to have worms crawling in and out of their bodies. Now, that's not being tacky. It's who in hell? Okay? Who in hell would have known that the Bible would have given them instructions to escape that? Who in hell would have believed that there was such a place as they were experiencing when they got there? Who in hell would have thought that Jesus died for them too? Who in hell would have known that rejecting Christ would mean their damnation and what they're going through? There is a heaven and there is a hell. You will go to one of these eternally. Which will you choose? Will you trust Him today? Father, thank You so much for the truth that's in Your Word. Thank You for salvation through Jesus Christ. For it's in His name I pray. Amen.